for tools of the trade? I don't know.
Welcome, Amelia.
Hello.
Hey.
That's such a good intro.
I know.
I really like that.
Not impressed.
No, not at all. Cool. All right,
what have we got?
So what we have here is a very interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you guys are familiar with like the toy keyboards that people used a lot in like indie music in like 2009 for some reason. And now nerds have them.
Right.
Like me.
Like you.
Yes. But this is weird because every so often they tried to put out like a mid-rangey thing so that it had some of the features of like a professional keyboard, but then also had, was cheap basically.
Right, basically. Right. So affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this thing is essentially like, I think it came out in 1987, so it's essentially like an amateur keyboard.
Okay.
But it has this section that people can't see me gesturing to.
What's the keyboard's name once again?
The keyboard is called a Yamaha Portasound PSS 570.
570.
Yes. Okay.
The old 570.
The old 570.
The old 570.
The 70 series, they're all pretty good. The 470, also nice.
Okay, good to know.
And so basically that means that, so the thing that it has basically means you can adjust the sound, which you can't usually on these like very amateur keyboards.
Yeah. Okay.
And that is like the appeal of professional ones, so you can just build stuff yourself. So the kind of synthesis it uses is, I have noticed popping up everywhere at the moment, which is FM synthesis, which basically got to happen because of digital oscillators and things in the early 80s. So for ages, subtractive synthesis was the thing, which is like basically what you think about when you think about like old 70s synthy, like that's subtractive synthesis. So basically what you're doing with subtractive synthesis is you get your oscillator to make a really complicated waveform.
Okay.
And then you like shave bits off to change the sound.
Holy moly.
Yeah. But with FM synthesis, you're getting your oscillators to like change each other.
So
to
talking to each other.
Yeah, so FM stands for frequency modulation. And so you have one oscillator modulating another oscillator.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Basically this keyboard called the DX7 came out in 1983 or 81, and it's all over everything from the 80s and everything from the 90s, and now everything again has DX7s on them.
Oh my god.
And then Korg also recently released a thing called a Volca FM, which is like a tiny little FM synthesizer. But yeah, so this basically is an FM synthesizer. So should I play?
Yes, can
should
we
I
hear
play
it?
Because I've been talking for quite a while.
No,
give us an example.
Are we?
Yeah, we're good.
So, like, one of the things that FM synthesizers do really well is, like, these, like, bellish keyboard sounds. So, yeah.
That's cool.
And so you can change the octave or the frequency of the oscillator that's modulating the oscillator that you hear, and it changes the sound quite a lot. So, and then, yeah, so yeah, so you can have it from like a piano thing to like a bell thing.
I like the bell one, personally. I'm a fan.
And then you can also do other things with how the two. So this is just what you would call like a two operator FM synth. So it's just two oscillators talking to each other.
Right.
A DX7 has six, and then later ones mostly had four. But so you can change like how fast the second one comes in. So you can get more of like a brassy kind of, and then like how long it takes to go away.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then This keyboard is also really interesting, not just because you get to play with FM synthesis, which is really fun.
Right.
Although famously complicated. But like worth checking out. but this the chip, so because it's digital, it runs off a chip.
Right.
The chip that it uses is the same as was used in like almost all video games in the late 80s and early 90s.
Well, that's what we were going to say. That's what we mentioned before.
Yeah.
So it sort of sounds like a video game.
Yeah. So when I brought it in, Johnny was like, oh, it sounds like a video game. Yeah. Because it's got the same sound chip as what video game
people
think of as an ad lib or a sound blaster. And so if you really kind of push everything super gnarly, you can get... That's not even that gnarly. We can get more gnarly than that, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's great.
With this keyboard, is it something that you... Would you take it out in a live setting with you, or you just sort of would make music at home with it?
So there are definitely limitations with taking it out to a live setting. Mainly,
not that sturdy?
It's pretty sturdy because it's meant for... Because I think Yamaha expected that amateur musicians wouldn't be treating their instruments that nice. Yeah, there might be like kids playing it and stuff. So it's very sturdy, but it doesn't have like nice outputs. Like it's quite noisy. So if you make it, if you like amplify it a lot, you get a lot of like going on in the background, which is not nice. And sound guys will give you terrible evils. They'll say,
that's amazing.
They'll say, hey, keyboard player, there's some like, I'm getting a lot of like, blah, blah, blah in my monitor. Is something
is
going wrong? And I just go, no, it's my keyboard. So you can, but it's probably better for home use. I actually have another keyboard that's almost identical to this, except doesn't have the like editing. It's so fun, right?
So would you say that's the sort of defining thing about this keyboard is these editing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the synthesizer keyboard.
Yeah, because also what we haven't looked at, it has all of these like classic synth like keyboard presets.
Does it say funk synth?
Yeah, and then flute.
Ooh. Relaxing.
Saxophone? The saxophone sounds nothing like
groovy.
A saxophone, right?
It doesn't. Sounds like a weird organ.
Yeah.
Which I guess, what it is.
The electric piano is very nice, though. It, like, that is the main benefit. That's, like, that's why these go
like
for
it.
More money on, like, eBay than the exact same thing, but without that.
Awesome.
How much can you find one for these days?
Well, I recently got this one for... $80.
That's pretty good.
Which was a deal. Usually it would be more like $150 or maybe a bit more than that, which like is a lot less than you're going to pay for a DX7, which is like the big beautiful FM synth that everyone wants to have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But like it's a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah, it's cool.
Are there any local artists or contemporary artists that you know are using one of these?
Not one of these specifically, but as I say, like FM synthesis is gone. Everyone's back into it. And if you look at AC Freezy's EP cover, he's just playing a DX7 on it. Like he's just like, look at me, I love FM synthesis.
That's awesome.
And good on him. Both him and that keyboard are very beautiful.
Yes, I'm a big fan of AC Freezy. He's great. With that keyboard.
Do you have any AC Freezy on your laptop, Pearl?
You're typing it in wrong.
Once you know what to like to listen for, like what sounds like, especially a DX7, because they were so hard to program, their preset sounds. Because everyone looks down on preset keyboards, but everyone who bought a DX7 just used the presets because they couldn't figure out how to program it. And so the preset sounds from the DX7 are just all over all music. Like the electric piano sound that you think of when you think of electric pianos, like the one from that Jamiroquai song, is a DX7 preset and is on like all R&B from the 90s and like all kind of 80s pop and stuff. And then there's also a bass sound that you will hear and go, oh shit, that's just like one keyboard that a million people bought and just use that sound. Yeah, it's That's very cool. Awesome. It revolutionized how music sounded, basically, because
That's so cool.
before that, synthesizers sounded like synthesizers because you had these sounds and you could only change them so much. But with FM synthesis, the possibilities are endless.
Endless.
Rad. Well, awesome. Hey, thank you very much. Nice. Once more, this piece of kit is called a
Yamaha Portasound PSS570. Oh, if you want to nerd out about these, there's a really good video on YouTube. A person called 8-Bit Guy talking about the hidden Yamaha Sound Blaster keyboards, and he talks about more about the video game music element
awesome.
Of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Thank Rad. You.
Well, thank you very much, Amelia. Well, should we play this AC Freezy? And
yeah,
let's do
let's
it.
Let's hear it.
Cool.
That was Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in-store or at musicplanet.co.nz.